Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Nedarim, Daf Chav Ches, the third parak, Arba'a Nedarim. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah in Daf Chav Zayin Amabei stated, Nodun Haragin Chavramin Ulmoksim, one may make a neder to murderers, plunderers, and tax collectors, she Truma, Alfa Bishaino Truma, that is, grain is Truma, even though in truth it's not Truma. To persuade his assailants, whom are Jewish, not to take his grain, he claims that it's Truma and prohibited to them. And to bolster his false claim, he makes a neder to forbid all fruit on himself if the grain is not Truma. The Gemara said all fruit should become forbidden to him through his neder, and initially explains that he said that the fruit would only be prohibited for that day, which he can easily keep. When the Gemara objects that the assailant would not be convinced by such a minimally impactful neder, it clarifies that in his mind he intended for the neder to only prohibit fruit for a day, but verbally expressed the neder without limitations. The Gemara adds that although generally dvarim shebalev einam dvarim, words of the heart are not words, meaning his private intent cannot impact his spoken words, in case of onus it's different because the circumstances indicate that he intends differently than the simplest implication of his words. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hari netios ha'el carbon im einu niksasos. If one said these saplings are hereby kadosh as a carbon, if they're not cut, talizo carbon im einu nisrefes, or this talis is kodesh as a carbon, if it's not burned, yesh en pidyon, they may be redeemed, meaning that the neder is effective and the items are prohibited and can subsequently be redeemed for their value to become permitted. The Gemara asks how the neder of the sapling can take effect, since all trees will eventually be cut, and answers that the stipulation made was that saplings would not be cut that day and the day passed. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelty of this ruling. Kagon de'eka zika nefisha. It's in a case of a great wind blowing, just as in the case of the talis, he made a stipulation regarding its burning, presumably because there's a fire nearby. The Gemara continues, V'salka daitach de masika daitach de lo misnatzlin. You might think that he assumed they would not be saved from the wind and fire, u'mishum hakika nader, and it's because of this assumption that he made the neder, and it should not be valid. Kamash malan, the Mishnah therefore teaches us that it is. And point number three, the Mishnah had stated, Har netio se'il carbon ad shikatsutsu. If one said these saplings shall be kadosh as a carbon until they are cut, and similarly, if he said his talus should be kadosh as a carbon until it's burned, ein lahem pidyon, they do not have redemption. The Gemara wonders, Olam, is it forever they cannot be redeemed? Why should this be so? Barpada explains, Padan chozos v'kodshos, Padan chozos v'kodshos achikatsusu. If he redeems them, they become kadosh again. If he again redeems them, they become kadosh again until they are cut. The Ron explains that we consider his neder to mean they should remain kadosh until they are cut, meaning that even if they are redeemed, they should again become kadosh as if an additional neder was made. Barpada continues that once they are cut, he redeems them once, and they are then permitted. Ula argues and says, once they are cut, he no longer needs to redeem them, and they are automatically permitted. He interprets the neder to mean they should be kadosh only until the time they are cut. The Gemara on the following daf will discuss the machlokas at length. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah daf Chav Zayin Amabei stated, Nodun haragin ucharamin ulamochsin, one may make a neder to murderers, plunderers, and tax collectors. She truma apo pisheinu truma, that his grain is truma, even though in truth it's not truma. To persuade his assailants, whom are Jewish, not to take his grain, he claims that it's truma and prohibited to them. And to bolster his false claim, he makes a neder to forbid all fruit on himself if the grain is not truma. The Gemara said all fruit should become forbidden to him through his neder, and initially explains that he said that the fruit would only be prohibited for that day, which he can easily keep. When the Gemara objects that the assailant would not be convinced by such a minimally impactful neder, it clarifies that in his mind he intended for the neder to only prohibit fruit for a day, but verbally expressed the neder without limitations. The Gemara adds that although generally dvarim shebalev einam dvarim, words of the heart are not words, meaning his private intent cannot impact his spoken words, in case of onus it's different because the circumstances indicate that he intends differently than the simplest implication of his words. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hari netios ha'el carbon im einu niksasos. If one said these saplings are hereby kadosh as a carbon, if they're not cut, talizo carbon im einu nisrefes, or this talis is kodesh as a carbon, if it's not burned, yesh en pidyon, they may be redeemed, meaning that the neder is effective and the items are prohibited and can subsequently be redeemed for their value to become permitted. The Gemara asks how the neder of the sapling can take effect, since all trees will eventually be cut, and answers that the stipulation made was that saplings would not be cut that day and the day passed. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelty of this ruling. Kagon de'eka zika nefisha. It's in a case of a great wind blowing, just as in the case of the talis, he made a stipulation regarding its burning, presumably because there's a fire nearby. The Gemara continues, V'sal k'daitach, the masik k'daitach u'misnatzlin. You might think that he assumed they would not be saved from the wind and fire, u'mishum haki k'nadr, and it's because of this assumption that he made the neder, and it should not be valid. Kamash malan, the Mishnah therefore teaches us that it is. And point number three, the Mishnah had stated, Har netilas ha'il karbon ad shikatzutzu. If one said these saplings shall be kadosh as a carbon until they are cut, and similarly, if he said his talus should be kadosh as a carbon until it's burned, ein lahem pidyon, they do not have redemption. The Gemara wonders, olam, is it forever they cannot be redeemed? Why should this be so? Barpada explains, Padan chozos v'kodshos, Padan chozos v'kodshos ad shikatzutzu. If he redeems them, they become kadosh again. If he again redeems them, they become kadosh again until they are cut. The Ron explains that we consider his neder to mean they should remain kadosh until they are cut, meaning that even if they are redeemed, they should again become kadosh, as if an additional neder was made. Bar Parah continues that once they are cut, potim pamachus medayo, he redeems them once, and they are then permitted. Ul argues and says, kevin shenixisu shuv ein podan, once they are cut, he no longer needs to redeem them, and they are automatically permitted. He interprets the neder to mean they should be kadosh only until the time they are cut. The Gemara on the following daf will discuss the machlokas at length. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf Ches, and our standard Siman is a strong man, Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man tax collector who was seething with anger when a man made a neder forbidding all fruit if the grain was not truma, got distracted from an oncoming windstorm and said, my dumbbells are usher if they survive the wind, and my barbell is usher until I lift 1,000 pounds. Once again, in slow motion. The strong man, that must be more in Daf Chaf Ches. The strong man tax collector who was seething with anger when a man made a neder forbidding all fruit if the grain was not truma, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Ambe stated, Nodrin laharagin ucharamin ulmochsin. One may make a neder to murderers, plunderers, and tax collectors, she truma apu bishena truma, that his grain is truma, even though in truth it's not truma. To persuade his assailants whom are Jewish not to take his grain, he claims that it's truma and prohibited to them, and to bolster his false claim, he makes a neder to forbid all fruit on himself if the grain is not truma. The Gemara explains that although generally, words of the heart are not words, meaning his private intent cannot impact his spoken words, a case of onus is different because the circumstances indicate that he intends differently than the simplest implication of his words. So the strong man tax collector who was seething with anger when a man made a netter forbidding all fruit if the grain was not truma, got distracted from an oncoming windstorm and said, my dumbbells are usher if they survive the wind. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hari netiyos ha'il carbon im inu nixasos. If one said these saplings are hereby kadosh as a carbon if they're not cut, or this talus is kadosh as a carbon if it's not burned, yesh lahem pidyon, they may be redeemed, meaning the neder is effective and the items are prohibited and can subsequently be redeemed for their value to become permitted. So the strong man tax collector, who was seething with anger when a man made a neder forbidding all fruit if the grain was not truma, got distracted from an oncoming windstorm and said, my dumbbells are usher if they survive the wind, and my barbell is usher until I lift 1,000 pounds. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Har netilas ha'il karbon ad shikatzutzu. If one said, these saplings shall be kadosh as a carbon until they are cut, and similarly, if he said his talus should be kadosh as a carbon until it's burned, ein lahem pidyon, they do not have redemption. Bar Pada explains, if he redeems them, they become kadosh again. If he again redeems them, they become kadosh again until they are cut. The Ron explains that we consider his neder to mean that they should remain kadosh until they are cut, meaning that even if they are redeemed, they should again become kadosh, as if an additional neder was made. So once again, the strong man tax collector, who was seething with anger when a man made a neder forbidding all fruit if the grain was not truma, got distracted from an oncoming windstorm and said, my dumbbells are usher if they survive the wind, and my barbell is usher until I lift 1,000 pounds. All right, so now it's time to go to our four-block back chazara. Daf Chaf Dalet. So the Siman Daf Chaf Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The man with a pitcher. That must be one Daf Chaf Dalet. Kad. The man with a pitcher printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konami will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a mission which states, if a person said, Konam, then I will not benefit from you. If you do not take for your son a kor of wheat or 2 barrels of wine, then the neder is invalid. Because his friend can say, did you not say this merely for my honor? This itself is my honor to decline your offer. The Gemara explains that in this case, all would agree that the neder was made in seriousness, because the vow would say, I'm not a dog that should benefit from you, and you do not benefit from me. So the man with the picture printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed, traveling through a treacherous jungle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, what is the case of Nidri Unasim, forced Nadarim, if one made a neder against his friend that he should eat with him, and he or his son became ill, or he was delayed by a river, then the neder is invalid since the condition was not fulfilled because of circumstances beyond his control. So the man with the picture printed with the words, I'm not a dog, who had told his friend, Konam, I will not benefit from you unless you come and take these pitchers of wine for your son, was surprised to hear his friend claim he was delayed traveling through a treacherous jungle, who then said, Konam, if I was not stuck behind a snake, like the beam of an awl press, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nidri Havai, what are cases of the Dharm of exaggeration? Amar Konim Imor Isi Bederek Hazek Ha'oi Mitzrayim, Imor Isi Nachash Kekoros Beis Abad. If he says, Konim, if I did not see on this road like the multitudes leaving Mitzrayim, or if I did not see a snake like the beam of an awl press. The Ren notes that these are two distinct cases. In the first, he's exaggerating the truth, they saw many people, and the second, his statement is patently false. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for their 25th anniversary? That must be more Daf Chaf Hei. When the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for their 25th anniversary, which reminds us of Braisa Tata, when a person swears in basin, he's told, know that you're not swearing according to some condition in your mind, rather according to our and the court's understanding. This was meant to preclude trickery, like the incident of the cane of Rava. A borrower who needed to swear to have paid filled a hollow cane with coins and handed it to the unsuspecting lender at the time of his Shavua, and was thereby able to truthfully swear that he had given coins to the lender. The furious lender smashed the cane and the coins spilled out, showing how he had technically sworn truthfully. So when the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for the 25th anniversary, she made him swear to accept the Torah and be honest based on her intent, not his, which reminds us, when Klal Yisrael swore to accept the Torah in Arba's Moed, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, Hevi yodim shelo adaitechem ani mashbi etzchem, el adaiti ba'adas hamakom. Know that I'm not having you swear according to your own intent, rather according to my intent and Hashem's intent. So when the deceitful borrower gave his shocked wife his hollow cane filled with coins as a gift for their 25th anniversary, she made him swear to accept the Torah and be honest based on her intent, not his, and promised to never make another neder forbidding food to a group of people, since his last one unknowingly included his father and brother. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah's listing the case of Nidrei Shkagos, unintentional Nedarim, it states, if a person saw people eating his figs and he said, they're forbidden like a carbon to you, and they were found to be his father and brothers, against whom he would not have made the neder, and others who were with them, Beisham may say that although the figs are permitted to his relatives, they are forbidden to the others. Beisilah disagree and say they are permitted to everyone since the neder was partially void regarding his father and brothers. And we learn in another mission that Rebbe Akiva came and taught, neder shehuter miksasu huter kulu, a neder that is nullified in part is nullified in its entirety. Dav chavav, so the sim dav chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The leader of the military coup, that must be more in Daf Chavav. The leader of the military coup who made a neder forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, which reminds us, Rava says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in a case where one said, had I known my father's among you, I would have said, all of you are forbidden except my father. In this case, the neder remains the same as the original, and the vow is stating that he never intended that his father be included in the neder. Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says elsewhere, Tafus Lashon Rishon, grasp the first phrase, mean give primacy to the first phrase used. Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yossi and say, Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, a person is always held by the end of his words. Therefore, the final neder, which has the exception of his father, is different than his original neder, and is thus a partially voided neder, which is completely void. So, the leader of the military coup who made a neder forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group, changed his formulation and said, this one shall be forbidden, and this one shall be forbidden like this one, which reminds us, Rapapa challenged Rava from the following mission, which said, if one says, She'eni nena lo lezeb lezeb, that I will not benefit from him and him, huta rishon hutra kulam, huta achron achron mutter b'chun asurin. If the first became permitted, they are all permitted, but if the last became permitted, he is permitted and the rest are forbidden. Rava interprets the case as speaking of Kagon Shetlan Zebazeh, a case in which he made each dependent on the next, where he said, this one shall be forbidden like this one, and this one like this one. Therefore, when the first is nullified, they are all permitted, but when the last is nullified, the rest remain forbidden. So the leader of the military coup who made a netter forbidding his captives of extra helpings of dinner before realizing his father was taken as part of the group changed his formulation and said, this one shall be forbidden and this one shall be forbidden like this one, and then proceeded to give them coup-free onions, which are good for the heart, which reminds us. The more challenges rubber from a Bryce which states, if one said, conum onions from my tasting, because onions are bad for the heart. And they said to him, Bahaloha kufri yafalalev, isn't the kufri onion good for the heart? Remer taught in this brisa that since the kufri onion is permitted, all varieties are. The Gemara presumes the cases where he subsequently said that had he known the truth, he would have said, all onions shall be forbidden, but the kufri is permitted. Rava taught that such a case was the machlokas in which Beis Shammai held like Rabbi Meir to forbid the remainder of the netter. Yet here, Rabbi Meir permits other varieties. Rava answers the cases where he named specific varieties to prohibit and permitted the kufri onion. Since he changed the formulation of the netter, it's to be entirely nullified according to all opinions. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The kazoo teacher. Kazoo? That must be more Daf Chav Zayin. The kazoo teacher who gave based in documents supporting his claim he owned the kazoo music school on condition they would be void if he didn't return in 30 days, which reminds us, the Gemara records an incident in which a litigant had handed over to based in documents supporting his rights to another's property and said that if he didn't return within 30 days, his documents should be void. In the end, he was unable to come due to circumstances beyond his control. Rav Huna ruled his documents void, and Rava challenged him. Anusub, Anus Rachmana Patra, he's forced, meaning faultless. And the Torah acquits one who's forced, as we find by the law of violated Arusa. The Pasuk states, Lanara Lota Sadavra, and to the girl you should do nothing. Therefore, the stipulation should not be deemed fulfilled, and his documents should not be void. So the kazoo teacher gave based in documents supporting his claim he owned the kazoo music school on condition they would be void if he didn't return in 30 days, blew into his kazoo with all his might when he got stuck on the opposite side of a river to indicate, see, I have come, which reminds us, the Gemara asks on Rabba's position from an incident of a get given on a condition that he does not return within 30 days, but ultimately was unable to cross the river and called out from the opposite side, Chazuda Asai, see that I have come. Shmuel ruled that the get was valid despite his inability to return in time. The Gemara answers that perhaps an apparent, meaning predictable constraint is different, and the lack of a ferry is an apparent constraint. Since he was aware of this possibility, he should have excluded the circumstance from his condition. So the kazoo teacher who gave based in documents supporting his claim he owned the kazoo music school on condition they would be void if he didn't return it in 30 days, blew into his kazoo with all his might when he got stuck on the opposite side of the river to indicate, see, I have come, but ultimately lost his case because his documents were false. And here an asmachta is sufficient, which reminds us the Gemara wonders how the litigant's documents become void based on his prior commitment to forfeit them if he fails to return. Asmachtihi. Basmachta wakanya. This is an asmachta, a commitment based on an assumption that the terms will never be fulfilled, and an asmachta is not binding. The Gemara explains instead that here it's different because he said his documents should be invalid. The Ron explains he was admitting that if he didn't return to Beis Din in time, the proofs he intended to use to claim his property were in fact false, for which even an asmachta level agreement is sufficient. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff would have once said these saplings shall be kadosh as a carpet until they are cut? They do not have pidyon, and if they're redeemed, they become kadosh again. That's on Daf. Chavches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn in a case when one said, this one shall be forbidden like this one, and this one like this one, when the last is nullified, the rest remain forbidden? That's on Daf. Chavav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn if one said, these saplings are hereby kadosh as a carbon, if they are cut, they may be redeemed, meaning the netter is effective and the items are prohibited? That's on Daf. Chavches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff you have a case of a man who made a netter forbidding his wife from going on a pilgrimage, and she disobeyed him, and the netter was annulled? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff you when one may make a netter to Jewish tax collectors that his grain is truma, even though it's not true? That's on Daf. Chavches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have a case where a person gave a get on condition he doesn't return within 30 days and then gets stuck on the other side of the river and yells, here, I have come? That's on Daf. Chavzayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a case when one said, conum onions for my tasting because onions are bad for the heart and was told, isn't the kufri onion good for the heart? That's on Daf. Chavav. Good. Number 8. Which of the one if someone made a netter forbidding people from eating his figs, and he discovered that his father and brother were there, Beis Hillel will hold the netter as null, since netter is Yehuter Miksaso, Huter Kulo. That's on Daf. Chavhe. Good. Number 9. Which of the one when one gets angry, all types of Gehenim rule over him? That's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good, at number 10. Which stuff do we discuss? Onus Rachmana Patre in the case where someone handed over documents to Basin and they said they should be void if he doesn't return within 30 days. That's on Duff. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing a great day and great learning.